What do you do when you've lost the fire in your ministry? The answer to that and other questions on this edition of Key Life.
Hi, I'm Mike Kellogg, and you are now listening to Key Life, where you can find honest answers to honest questions about God's Word. Now, here is Steve.
Thanks, Mike, and thank you, Pete Albinson, for coming in as you do on Fridays. I appreciate it more than you know.
Good to be here. You been all right?
Yeah, I've been.
You look great.
Well, for an old guy. I was teaching in chapel the other day. I don't remember the point I was making, but I was saying, the people on my staff keep talking about my legacy, and I wish they would stop it. I get this feeling they can hardly wait for me to die. But for an old guy, I'm doing really well. And for a sinner, I'm doing really well, too.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
I'll use that as an illustration Sunday.
Pete, I appreciate I appreciate your coming in much. And if you didn't come in, I would still appreciate you.
Hey.
I learned that from God.
Wow.
The only people who get any better are people who know that if they don't get any better, that God will love them anyway.
Exactly right. Appreciate that.
So you will keep coming in because I know some dirt on you, and I will reveal it if you're not sitting in that chair on Fridays. by the way, we love to get your questions, but you do have to write them down. Send them to Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5M3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. But be sure and give us your regular mailing address. If you want a response, and you always get a response on the broadcast, in the magazine, or from me or from a staff member, and we love your questions. But don't use the 1-800 number for that. You can make a contribution, get a free magazine. You can get the free tapes. You can get the free booklets. But you got to write your question down. Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and then we'll turn to these questions.
All right. Father, we bow in your presence right now, and we're glad that we can come before you so freely, and that you want to hear from us, that you even delight in our presence. And we honor you, Father, for making it so easy for us, having sent your Son to the cross for us. So we come to you today in Jesus' name, not because we're good, but because he was. And because, Lord, we can never be taken away from you once we're yours. Thank you, Father, for being with us through this week. It's been a challenge. And yet at the end of this week, we look forward to worship and having our hearts and minds focused upon you and who you are and giving to you. And, Lord, we hope we get something back, but we want to give you praise and honor and glory for who you are and what you've done in our lives. So be with our leaders, our priests and pastors, teachers. Be with pastors' wives and the families that are so often on the line at church, having to minister in challenging situations. Fill them with your grace. And if they fail, help them to know that they're still loved and that you will never leave them and you'll always use them. Father, we give you praise for this ministry of Key Life and ask that you would continue to support it and provide everything we need for this ministry. Be with Steve and use the gospel to touch so many people's lives. Now we just give you this time and ask that you would use it. As we answer questions, we pray that your Spirit would apply them. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pete, this first question is from Florida, and it is not a planted question. I'm going to be accused of doing that, but I didn't. What do you do when you've lost the fire in your ministry?
I'd go to a conference.
Conference. Is the barn door open or what?
Hey, walk through it, man.
Hey, listen, we are, and I've told you all about it, and if you'll give us a call, drop us a note, we'll send you a brochure and give you all the information on it. We're having a Pooped Pastors Conference the end of January in Orlando, and you're going to be speaking for it, and Dan Allender is going to be here from Portland, and Tom Wood from Atlanta.
Yeah.
But listen, guys, if you're a pastor, it's not what you think. I mean, we're not going to tell you how you can be the new Bill Hybels of America and have a gigantic church and raise millions of dollars and that kind of thing. We're going to give you a soft place. Because you know why? Because Pete and I need a soft place. Mm. Have you ever felt like, I can't do this anymore?
Oh, man. Often. Often.
And that's why when Pete prays, he prays for the pastors. Mm. And he prays for their families on Fridays. Because that's a hard place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so we decided, what if we just had a conference that didn't try to hustle people? That just tried to provide a safe and a soft place. There is such a need for that, and I need mm-hmm. that desperately. Yeah. And I love pastors, pastors.
You do, and you've had a vision for this for a lot of years.
Yeah.
I remember years ago you talking about this.
Yeah.
You'd love to have them. When you were down in Miami, hey, let's just come down, have a conference, and then just say, hey, guys, this is no conference. Go out
and enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
but let me tell you something. You talk to your pastor about this. This is something that could change the pastor's life.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you who are pastors who are listening right now, give us a call. We'll give you some information on the poop pastor. But now, aside from the promotion, let's see what we can do about this. let's say something about the question.
Well, I think the first thing is to admit it. If you've lost the fire in ministry, I think a lot of pastors, and this is true of laymen and good elders who've been around a church for a long time, and they get tired. You do get tired.
Yeah, you really do.
And I think sometimes you just got to say to somebody that you can trust, man, I am so tired of this.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you can't get better. That's the first step.
Yeah. I think you have to be careful that you don't get from the pulpit and say, I'm dying up here.
That's right.
That's not the place to express that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you need brothers that you can go to and talk to.
That's right. That's right. And I think journaling helps. I think just expressing your feelings. What is it you're actually feeling? I think sometimes just knowing, getting your own handle on it, what it is. But I think also sometimes we just need rest or physical exercise.
You need to get. You need to. The world's not going to come to an end. That's what pastors. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought, man, if I blow this, God's work is over. God said, "Look, I was doing fine before you came along." But you know something else too. And when you said journaling is that's true. Sometimes we lose the fire because we got twits in the church that are doing bad stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are there things that are happening and if you don't lose your fire, you're a fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's sometimes, you know what I found when I was a pastor and I went through these periods? I sometimes had to just put everything aside and go to God and say, I'm dying here. Have you noticed? I mean, this, you know, I'm supposed to serve you, and I'm not even sure you're there. You feel to me like you've gone away on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of freedom with God and say, because I don't think anybody builds a fire except God.
I agree.
I think we can do hot button stuff. You know, we're wired. You're wired. Man, well, you get around a bunch of men, man, and you glow. You know, Pete has a men's ministry. He goes all over the country and teaches men. You just love being with men. You love mm-hmm. teaching men.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that gets old, too. You can't do that forever.
No.
I mean, sometimes you run out of steam, and when that happens, that's when it's got to be God. God, mm-hmm. if you don't, I'm still going to do what you told me to do, but it sure would be nice if I did it with a little bit of joy here.
That's right.
But I can't get that. I don't have a faucet, so you got to do it.
That is so true, and that's the very thing that most pastors feel that they can't admit, that they're losing their joy.
Yeah.
And it's not that the gospel has changed. It's just that we're not feeling it. We don't always. And we do a lot of things not out of our feelings. I mean, you can't.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
You have to.
Yeah, sure.
But if you're at that point for a long period of time, rest and admitting it. Sometimes we need to take a new challenge. A good friend of mine, Ray Cortez.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure, I love Ray.
Yeah, one time I was kind of going through one of those times. I said, you just need to start something new at your church. And, you know, I needed a new challenge. Instead of going to another church, I needed to have a fresh vision. Or
Pete, we are so wired differently. When I wanted to fix it was to stop the things that are going on in the church.
We need to cancel worship.
Yeah, right. But you remember, man, don't forget where you were when he found you
and when
you got your call. And keep trucking, and this too will pass.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
But come to
the conference and hear Steve
and
Bryan.
And, you know, we're going to say that in a lot of different ways, but we're not just going to beat Pete. You know, pastor has been beat up so much. You know, I got so I couldn't even read Leadership Magazine anymore because I felt guilty, man. I was thinking, I can't do this stuff anymore.
I know.
And so you come to the Poop Pastors Conference. Don't tell your people that's what you're doing. Tell them it's ecclesiastical and personal and existential renewal in the context of postmodernity. But it's really a Poop Pastors Conference. How do you teach? This is an email. How do you teach grace to teenagers? That's a hard question.
It is, because you're still setting boundaries.
And yeah, I know.
And so teaching grace to teenagers doesn't mean that you're not setting boundaries regularly. I think the advantage about teaching teenagers about grace is that they're messing up all the time.
Yeah, right.
So you can say in that process, you know what I really ought to do is hack your left arm off for this. But I'm not going to do
that. Are we going to get letters?
We are. Okay, I speak with a little hyperbole, too.
Well, you got two sons. I only had daughters, and they were perfect.
That's right.
But and I realized that you had a struggle that I didn't.
That's right.
When you have perfect kids, it's hard to identify.
It is. It really is. But I think because they're messing up, you say, you know what I really could do here? You deserve more than this, but I'm only going to do this.
Yeah.
And I think in that process, we can teach grace. But I think you just have to teach the gospel anyway.
Yeah, you know what, and I've said this, I think, on this broadcast, with our daughters, and I think this was a teaching of grace, every year we removed rules so that when they were seniors in high school, now shouldn't be applied universally, depends on the kid, but we removed rules, and when they were seniors in high school, they had no rules.
Yeah.
And when they broke the rules before, we made it very clear that this did not interfere with love whatsoever, but there were consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And there are consequences for us who are adults. You know, God says, don't do this, not because if you do it, I'm going to send a lightning bolt and sizzle you big time, but because you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the world works. Mm-hmm. And I think teenagers don't know that, and they got hormones popping out all over the place. And, you know, you just got to, but you need to speak it.
That's right.
And I think you've done that. I love your kids. I just think they're so normal, and you guys, I really do.
There'll be mass murders down the road.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I think you have to teach it. You have to teach it verbally, and you have to model it to some extent.
Yeah.
And expect that from time to time they're going to take advantage of you on it.
And lighten up, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, we're so serious.
Parenting is the long run, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
It's not how they are today. It's really how they are by the time they leave the home.
Yeah, so good. Man, the time went by fast. Will you join us next week?
Hey, we'll see.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown. Hey, listen, whenever you write or call Key Life, would you be sure and give us the call letters of this great station? And then one other thing, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Networks.